Ready to launch your business? Get started with the commerce platform made for entrepreneurs. Shopify is specially designed to help you start, run, and grow your business with easy customizable themes that let you build your brand. Marketing tools that get your products out there, and that's just the beginning. From startups to scale-ups, online, in person, and on the go, Shopify is made for entrepreneurs like you. Shopify, your all-in-one commerce platform.
Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com.au/listen.
Hi, it's Noor Haider, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we bring you a single story, going beyond the headlines and taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Combining personal storytelling with analysis, we take you inside the stories that matter most. For fearless, independent reporting that holds power to account, listen to Full Story from The Guardian, wherever you get your podcasts.
That's Stephanie Youssef there speaking with Emmanuel Datt from Datt Capital. Let's go to the Australian share market now, which fell today. The S&P ASX 200 down 1.1% to 8,686. That's as the miners took a hit. Fortescue down 4.1%, Rio 3.3% weaker, BHP losing 3.3%. Also, the banks down across the board, utilities, healthcare and consumer staples did well. For more, I spoke with Robert Telewski from Activam Group. Robert, quite the sell-off on the Australian share market today. Why and how are investors now feeling about the protracted war?
Yeah, thanks, Ricardo. Look, the Australian share market was down today, driven by material stocks and the sort of renewed Middle East tensions there. The ASX was down around about 1.5%. Miners were down and all the major banks were also down, sort of in that 1% to 2% range. Overnight, US markets were also down, you know, coming off sort of recent all-time highs, actually. The S&P was down 0.7%. The tech-focused NASDAQ was also down 0.9%. This was mainly driven by, obviously, renewed tensions in the Middle East after Iran attacked Kuwait with some drone strikes there. Semiconductor and software infrastructure firm Broadcom also shed 11% after its forecasts missed expectations on weak software sales. Oil spiked, as no surprises there, higher on news of the attacks, currently sitting at around US $98 a barrel.
Can we focus in on the miners that you mentioned? They were hit particularly hard, especially the likes of BHP and Rio, which hit records yesterday. Run us through why and what's your take on the sector?
Yeah, so Fortescue, BHP and Rio were all down in that sort of 3% to 4% range today. Look, iron ore shipments from Guinea's Simandou mine to China recently soared. You know, this is one of the world's largest undeveloped high-grade iron ore deposits. I guess the concern for investors in these large miners is that sort of Simandou could add a large value of new supply into into a market where demand growth is already slowing.
Any other local company news catch your attention today?
Yeah, healthcare stocks, CSL and ResMed were up in that sort of 1% to 2% range. Look, opportunistic sort of buying the dip investors' interest following, I guess, a recent sort of brutal sell-off in the ASX healthcare sector.
I'm hesitant to add to the real big hype that we're starting to see around the space economy, right, especially with SpaceX, which has detailed its IPO today. What's your take, and is it something, for example, that you'll be taking part in?
Yeah, so SpaceX detailed sort of after hours last night its IPO share price at $130 a share. Valuation currently sitting at $1.7 trillion, with only around $18 billion in revenue. I guess the need to sort of practice some caution here, an inflated valuation is a concern for many investors, including myself. The stock will be tightly held for at least 2027, which I guess provides some comfort and sort of, I guess, might sort of avoid too much downward pressure on the stock. But we could see a bit of that downward pressure in the short to medium term. Look, we expect to gain some indirect exposure via some of our global equity managers, but it will be at a minimum.
Okay, and finally, what are you telling your clients right now? Where do you see the opportunities for investors?
It really is this sort of the simple concept, just remain invested. Look, global share markets are up 7% in the last 3 months, you know, even during this sort of very sort of highly volatile period. Not so good for Aussie equities, sort of down around that same percent, if you like. Emerging markets are up 8% over the last 3 years as well. Now, the average balance fund is still up 10.5% for the 12 months. So we're looking at another financial year of double-digit returns for balanced and superannuation investors, really. Also, have enough exposure to investments where, you know, some will do well during sort of bad times, I guess. So being well diversified makes a lot of sense. And look, it's time for private equity to shine after sort of a couple of years of tough times. You know, we should see some good amount of IPO, I guess, listings, which should unlock a lot of value and clear up a lot of the IPO backlog that we've seen in the recent years.
That is Robert Teletsky there from ActiveAm Group, and he wraps up the podcast for this Thursday. Give it a like, a review and subscribe if you enjoy it. Don't forget you can watch On The Money during the weekday edition of SBS World News. That's at 6:30 weekdays on SBS. The podcast returns tomorrow. It drops after the market close, and I'll catch you then.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.